The hub for Atlanta's bike share is already in the West Side. Across from a set of train tracks and a gas station is the warehouse where bikes get repaired. It's not easy to find. Inside are some of the bright blue bikes people ride around town. It's where I meet Timberly Jones. She works with BikeShare and demonstrates how you rent a bike. For starters, you'll need a smartphone and an app.
You get an email with your account number and your PIN. And so when you unlock the bike, and then you just drop the lock.
For one-time riders, it's $8 an hour. But there are much cheaper deals for students and frequent riders. There are plans to add at least 10 stations into West Side neighborhoods.
Because the residents on the West Side ride bikes always. We've been riding bikes. A bike share shouldn't be something for people that, you know, just have access. The people on the West Side need access too.
It's also a neighborhood that has had less investment.
That's Becky Katz, Atlanta's chief bicycle officer. She says there's another reason the city wants to focus on the West Side.
It's also obviously a historically African-American community, which in bike shares across the country, they have had lower ridership from African-American communities.
Katz says because of Atlanta's demographics, the city wants to make bike share for everyone. And that's why they've created the West Side Bike Share Champions Program. 10 West Side residents were just hired to promote bike share in their community. One of the ways they'll do that is by attending neighborhood meetings. There, they'll also look for input. And that's important, says Zara Alabanza. She heads the local cycling group for African Americans called Red Bike and Green. She's working with the city on the Champions program.
Bike share on a whole, like, yay, it's great, it's coming. There is some positivity to it, but what does it actually address? We're like, when things show up into our community, how does it better a community overall? Not how does it make it look cute and trendy and put us on the market for, oh, Atlanta has bike share, but how does it really enhance our ability to live well in our communities?
One major hurdle to that is bike share doesn't yet accept cash. Timberly Jones says that's something the program is aware of.
Because we're moving into the West Side, so that's something that we want to work on, bike equity, so that more people can ride the bikes.
She says they're looking at how other cities have incorporated a cash model into their bike share programs. For now, you still need a credit card. And there's just one bike share station in the West Side. But look for more at the Atlanta University Center and Vine City neighborhoods come next spring. Candace Wheeler, WABE News.